6:11, feel free to sing.
When my early morning day begins.
This is John DeCosh, your musical director.
And the sunlight hits my face. I've got the sound of WGN. 720 locked in place. Now I've tuned to you. And the day's all right with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The voice and wake up call. I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
Here's your mom text question of the day for Mother's Day on Sunday. Well, open us up just to moms. I suppose you could chime in and answer it for your mom. What's your mom really want? What's your mom really want for Mother's Day? The thing she won't ask for.
A car.
I don't know that it's a merchandise kind of thing.
I think you might be right, yeah.
You know, I don't know that it's cash and prizes.
Like seeing you more, spending more time with you.
Well, that's a nice answer. It could be seeing you less.
That's true.
It could be I just want some time to myself. Mary, what do you really want for Mother's Day? Not the BS answer. What do you really want?
I think I just want to be with my kids and have a dinner and something like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want a nice comfortable nap in the car with nobody bothering you?
No.
Brand new BMW.
Positive?
I mean, I want to be with them for a couple hours.
And then I want them gone.
Yeah. there it is.
I want them out.
Then when they start driving me crazy, you know.
Right, 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 right.
You got to be careful about that napping in the car when it gets hot like this.
Oh, no, Mary cracks a window.
Yeah. Oh,
she always
I
cracks
always
a window
open
for
a
herself.
Window. But yesterday I couldn't do it because the neighbors were home and they were cutting down a tree in their front yard.
That's
and
so rude.
There.
Why can't you keep pulling to your own house? You can't nap in the car.
And it was a perfect day to be in the driveway and take a nap. I mean,
a lot of people would go into the house and nap. But I mean, honestly, what kind of person cuts a tree down while your neighbor's napping in the car?
It was rude. I did watch it. Then it almost fell on my house. I was a little worried.
Yeah, well, you can't nap. You might as well watch.
Yeah.
Make sure the attorney's on hold.
It's pretty cool how they cut down a tree. But anyway.
Hey, by the way, I have a problem this morning.
What's the problem, Steve?
What's that, Steve?
Seventh caller right now who can tell me what my password is for my Tribune account. If you know my password for my Tribune account because I reset it and I forgot it, seventh caller who knows my password wins everything on the prize list.
It's not Morning Guy 720?
I think I know what it might
be. It's not. And I know, you know what? That should have been what it was. No, it's not Randy Michael Sucks or Sam Zell Sucks. First off, it's too many characters, I think.
Better call Jim Holland.
Yeah, that's the problem. The people in charge of our passwords don't show up till about noon, do they?
Well, here's what happens when I forget. Hypothetically speaking, if I would forget my password, I text Art, who's our... he's our computer guy. We love Art. Our IT guy, yeah. Text him 3 in the morning. He'll get back to me pretty fast. He's very good about that.
He just resets him at his house.
Yeah, he does, which is scary on some level.
Because I'm really good about passwords. I got a password locker with a couple of hundred passwords in it.
But
so
you don't have this
when
one.
I change passwords, I automatically put it in and I'm good to go. I don't know why I didn't do it for this one.
Text Art. He'll have a new password for you, but he'll give you the password, though. And then you'll have to start using that one. Why are you smiling?
It's pretty funny. Jake just told me that somebody just texted in Trump 2016.
Actually,
that's not it either. So
that's what you should use, though. Something that nobody will ever guess. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't use your mom's name or don't use Abigail Grace, please.
I'm really with Trump. Oh, by the way, Abigail Grace.
How is she? You saw her yesterday.
Amy Cochran's watching Abigail Grace. Remember what happened last week? I went by to see her, and she wanted nothing to do with me.
Right, she cried when you looked at her?
Well, no, when she looked at me, because always look at her.
All right.
She looked at me, she cried. She looked back at her grandmother, she didn't cry. She looked at me, she cried. She looked back at her grandmother, she didn't cry.
So what happened yesterday?
So yesterday, I'm all optimistic. And I go to say, and you know me around here, what am I doing? All day long, I'm going, did you see Abby? Did you see Abigail? Did you see her? Did you see her? Did you see her? Mm-hmm. I'm driving you guys nuts with pictures, right? Can't wait to see
her. We
enjoy it.
We look forward to it.
Yeah, wait for that text question. So I go to see her yesterday, and I'm excited to see her. This is my first grandchild, right?
Yeah.
She's 4 months old. This is my little girl.
Was it a new day? She was happy to see you?
Nothing to do with me.
Again?
Nothing to do with me.
No.
Total rejection.
Twice in a row.
I said, is it the high karate? Is it, you know, is it the Dracardois?
Dracardois. L'essence, the genucel.
So, and I didn't want to get her really upset because Amy was watching her. So it was literally a drive-by. I go upstairs to Ross and Lauren's place. I see Abigail for 30 seconds. I make her cry and I leave. What a pretty picture, huh?
She's all yours.
Well, and now it's a challenge because, look, I know she's going to come around, obviously.
Right.
But now it's a challenge because I'm pretty magic with kids usually, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm going, well, this is my grandchild. We can't have this. And then Ross feels badly. And, you know, it's not, she's a little baby.
Yeah.
She'll come around. But we can't have this continuing.
It can't happen no. three times in a row.
No. So I'm not going to see her again until she's 12.
How about, no, why don't you show up when you show up? Why don't you bring her a little toy or a present?
Yeah, you need a diversion.
Something that you can give her.
Why do I have to bribe her? Why can't I charm her?
Because you're kind of 0 for 2.
Clearly,
right now.
It's not working.
You're 0 for 2. One more strike, you're out.
Why can't she actually just adore me?
Again, I would bring a toy, something flashy, or maybe a little sucker.
Sandberg, you got an idea?
I do. What needs to happen is Amy or your wife need to leave, so Abigail only has one choice, which is you. Right now, she's got the better choice in the room.
So you think more of a hostage situation is better for her, so she's actually got no options whatsoever.
No option, and so she'll cry it out and then realize... You're there for her.
That she's stuck with you?
What about the lifelong trauma of crying it out while I'm the only one there?
Hopefully she'll remember. It won't remember.
Yeah, it won't last very long.
It's a slip.
Have you ever babysat for her by yourself?
No, I have not yet.
Oh, you got to try that. Yeah. I think she's got a point. That'll work.
But she's such a beautiful
After
little kid.
A couple hours.
She is a beautiful kid.
And she's got these big, you know, giant tears. You know, it's the perfect way to play me, right? Because, look, she's already got whatever she wants. But, you know, you start crying like that. I remember the first time that I told Dave I was coming back to do the morning show. You should have seen the way he was crying.
Oh, huge tears.
And
she's crying like that?
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Use tough love. Come on.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you see me? Tough love with my granddaughter.
I'm sorry, Abby. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah. So, anyway, she rejected me again.
You know what? Next time, I just have a feeling it's going to be a whole new day.
Well, Sunday, we're having a, you know, Mother's Day thing. And I think at that point, we're going to sit down and I'm going to go, listen, Abigail.
Right.
There's a lot of positives in this relationship for you. I'm a pretty swell guy. Ask others. They'll tell you.
Or maybe you should just stay home.
But I'm going to do it by Skype or FaceTime. I'll actually be in the same room with her, but I'll be behind her where she can't see me. And that, maybe that's the answer. Maybe I just FaceTime her where they hold the screen up in front of her and she gets used to me. Because my theory continues to be this, because Ross sounds like me when he talks. Mm-hmm. That's her dad. So since Ross sounds like me, she hears what she thinks is her father's voice. She turns, she sees me, and she goes, how daddy get so old?
Right.
And then she flips out.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be it. And if it does, it'll work, I'm sure, on Sunday. But if it doesn't, and she rejects you for a third time.
Leave the country?
No, I was going to say, what time's your therapy session on
Monday? Oh, please.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers. We won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's First Call.
Apparently the feds have finally caught on because Lou's trying to escape. He's at an airport in Las Vegas.
I'm trying to escape Las Vegas. I'm coming home now. It's early here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, what trade show? What were you doing?
Yeah, the National Hardware Show was this week. So I was at a bunch of meetings and saw a bunch of new products. You know, what's nice is there's a bunch of smaller, you know, individual people that invent stuff that don't get a chance to get their wares shown to
you
people.
You mean actual small people?
They're very tiny.
Okay.
They don't take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And they perform at the Circus at night.
So these are vendors that are trying to get, for instance, a guy that might own a couple of Ace Hardware stores to put their stuff in the store?
Correct. Yeah, it's very interesting. There's some really unique, this isn't sexy, but there's like a couple of guys that are bricklayers in Montana. And they invented this thing that you put on the end of a drill, which is way easier to mix mud when you're doing tile work or masonry, as opposed to using a cement mixer. Now, it's not the thing that the average consumer would buy, but In other words, this is stuff that was invented because of need. You know, like, wow, the stuff that's out on the market really stinks. And the guy went into his garage and he welded this thing together and he's making these things. And he's, you know, now the interesting thing is 20 years ago, unless they got a deal with a hardware store to buy this stuff, they couldn't sell it. But now they immediately can build a website. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm selling like 100 of these a month online.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
So did you find something you're going to put in one of your Ace Hardware stores?
I did, actually.
You want to tell me about it or you want to surprise me later?
No. And this is another one that's not super sexy. But one of the biggest issues when you're hooking up a dryer, those that know this, it's very difficult for when you're hooking up the hose. You have to leave enough slack in the hose because you've got to move the whole unit out, connect it, and then you got to slide it back. And inevitably, it's just too much hose, and you kink it, which could cause a fire, okay? This guy invented this apparatus where you screw it to the wall, then you connect the pipe to it, and then the pipe that comes off of the dryer, it's a giant magnet. So it's round, it's like a donut, and the other part is metal like a donut. And as you slide the unit back, the magnet, the super strong magnet, just goes pop, and it pops it right on perfectly so you don't have extra hose to kink and potentially cause a fire.
Well, that's pretty smart, isn't it?
Like, for instance, I look at that, and you know Apt Appliance?
Yeah.
Apt Appliance installs all kinds of dryers. They just did it for us on a couple of rental properties. They do this all the time. They're nervous as heck to make sure that they get this right. This should be standard issue for them.
Yeah.
And it'll be available at Edgebrook Ace.
And there you go. It absolutely fills a need.
Oh, my gosh. I need this. Right. Yesterday, my hose fell out in the middle of drying my clothes, Lou.
I'm telling you, Mary, this thing is the slickest thing ever. And then this other thing was really cool, to hang pictures on a wall, another magnet thing. You put this little magnet, if you're going to hang a picture on the wall, it's just a tiny little magnet that you put one screw in the wall. Then on the back of your picture, you screw this little metal plate. So now you take your picture and you're like, oh, I'm going to put it right there. Oh, I wish it was a little higher. Okay, well, you got the metal plate in the back. Slide it up a little more or tilt it to the side. It's genius.
Wait, I don't understand how the one thing moves.
Okay, so imagine a magnet the size of a dime that you screw to the wall.
Okay.
Then on the back of the picture, you screw a metal plate that's the size of a bar of soap.
Oh, I see. So you can move that around. Got it. Because it's a bigger thing attaching to the smaller magnet.
Correct.
That's pretty smart, too. Why haven't you invented this stuff? Why are you even talking to me? Why, you could invent this stuff and you could sleep in on a Friday.
Oh, Lord. Thinking.
Beverly's on the phone. Lou's at the airport. By the way, Lou, while you're at the Las Vegas airport, I would like you to take a fiver and put it in the nearest slot machine and see if we win anything.
Can I tell you something? My wife is here with me, God bless her, and we're not gamblers. I come to Vegas all the time for these trade shows. It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so our kids were like, you got to gamble. So my wife took $5 last night, and I took $10 and put it in the slot machines at the, where did we stay, the Bellagio. It was gone in 30 seconds.
Well, of course it was. It's 5 and 10, Grandma. You're in Las Vegas. So I want you to take $5 before we're done with this call and lose it for me live on the air. So stand by for that. Is that legal? Can we gamble live on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's legal in Vegas. Lou, bet on the Derby while you're there, too. Go to the sports book.
Well, he's actually leaving town. He'll have to go back.
I thought he was just driving.
There's no sports book at the airport.
Oh, wait, now I'm looking here. I have all kinds of choices for 777. How about 777?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Oh, for the machines.
Play Wheel of Fortune or Wild Cherry.
Wheel
of okay, hold on.
If you get a Wheel of Fortune, you might be able to spin the bonus wheel.
Yeah,
that's the one I lost my $10 last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't believe.
Can we help?
You're the first one. That's incredible.
All right, I found the wheel.
Let's listen live now as Lou loses $5.
Oh, wait, no, I got to get there. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Right. Beverly, stand by. We'll get to you in 1 second here.
Hold on, Beverly. We're very busy here.
Okay.
Sorry, Beverly. All right, here we go. Wheel of Fortune, $5. Oh, geez, I don't have $5.
All right, you got a dollar? We're only on till 10.
I know. I'm going to have to get some change.
Time for you to get change? Put 100 in, whatever you got in your wallet.
Oh, you're killing me. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. What are you using?
There we go. 20.
All right, $20. Here we go.
All right. taking it. And Max Bet. You want Max Bet?
Yeah, go Max Bet. Wheel of Fortune, $20. Max Bet, live on a Steve Cochran show.
Okay, I won 80 points.
Oh, you won.
Right. That's 80 bucks.
Yeah. Stop. If it's a dollar slot, yeah.
Yeah, so cash out, you just won 60 bucks, thanks to me.
And we split it all.
20 in, 80 out.
We split it 4 or 5 ways because it was our idea.
Okay, am I killing you now, Lou?
Wait, no, I got 80 points.
Well, that's money, dude.
All right, hold on. So now how do I cash out?
Well, you push a button. It's,
oh, there you go.
Wow.
It says cash out. Yeah.
This is one of the smartest guys I know. Yeah. And he's looking at
this is not my thing.
He's looking at a slot machine like it's some sort of math theorem that he has to solve.
So, no. I got credits. But see, because my bet more, my cash out is $16.80.
Okay, I don't know what kind of scam the airport's running. All I know is you won.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, no, don't hang up.
Call.
Hold on a second.
He's going to keep playing now. Watch.
Watch. Lou will call in 3 weeks from
from the airport.
No, from some foreign land where he's run out of money. Beverly, I'm sorry I hooked Lou on gambling. I apologize that you had to listen to that.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
All right, what's your question?
Well, I have a two-story house, and I have 3 bathrooms, and the one in the basement... it makes a funny noise when you go to flush it. And my water bill was kind of high. So I said, well, I called them up, and they told me to do a test to put food dye in the tank. If it comes out clear in the morning, it's okay. But then the water department come out and looked at it, and he said that when you flush the water in the basement, the 2 upstairs were okay. When you flush the water in the basement, it keeps running. And I don't know what else to do. He explained that it kind of goes over the top of the hole and keeps running in there.
Come on, Lou. Help Beverly out, for crying out loud. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Okay, so it only makes a sound when it flushes.
Okay,
it goes down when it flushes.
Okay. I'm gonna guess that, you know, if it's an older toilet, you've got a couple issues. You've got to clean the jets underneath the rim of the toilet that could be calcified, and you're getting a little vacuum when it makes this sound because those aren't open enough. And so if you take a little coat hanger and you bend it, almost like a dental tool, and use a little mirror and you scrape those holes open a little bit, I bet that will solve the problem. If not, you may have to replace the parts inside the toilet, the flush valve and the fill valve, which could just be old, and that's why it's making that noise.
Put another 20 in the machine. Lou Manfredini, I hope that helped. American Weathermakers is proud to present Beverly with an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing her to adjust the temperature of her home's air on the smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. And you know what else we're going to do, Lou? We'll give her a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview, where she can meet Wendy and join her in an exclusive after-hours show, the Kitchen and Bath Showroom Grand Opening on May 12th from 6 to 8 next Thursday night.
What is she doing in that after-hour show? Is it like a...
It's the dance thing.
After dark thing?
Yeah, it's a dance thing she's famous for. You can register to attend at WGNradio.com on the events page. Get back safe, buddy!
Thank you.
The Steve Cochran Show.
The difference between my father and a regular politician, he can be fun. He was eating a Taco Bowl. It happens to be Cinco de Mayo. He takes a picture of it and he puts it on. I mean, versus all the other politicians out there who have 3 lawyers and 12 pundits and 4 pollsters, and they're looking at every tweet. I mean, that's my father being himself. My father's got a tremendous personality. He's a fun guy. He was having a good time. And, hey, I saw that come across. I was hysterically laughing, and I retweeted it right away. I mean, it was just, he was having a lot of fun. And I think sometimes the authenticity has won the day in this election. I mean, I think people are actually looking for an authentic candidate for the first time in history.
I love Mexican people.
Look, the fact that Eric Trump loves his dad and is defending his dad is adorable. But, you know, you could sum up that whole statement in the, look, I want to stay in the will. Look, I do not want to blow my inheritance. It's 6:46. We get to the Paul Ryan statement. I think the Paul Ryan thing is really interesting. Paul Ryan's basically saying, Mr. Trump, let's be clear on something. You're joining our party. We're not reinventing for you. You may not like that, but that's the underlying message. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes here. Also, it's Mom's Day. My mom and Sandberg's mom in studio. And later on, the University of Illinois President Tim Killeen will be in studio.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Texter says they're going to show Trump screwing in a light bulb on Pulaski Day and going, I love the Polish.
That's a good text.
Texter's concerned that Abigail, my only grandchild, is rejecting me. Helpful Texter says, it's your bald head. Everyone else in her life has hair.
That might have something to do with it. Or, you know what, maybe she's just used to, because your daughter, your wife, I mean, she's her mom, obviously. She's around a lot of women. Maybe she's not used to being around a lot of men.
She is having an issue with men, or so my son said, to make me feel better.
There you go.
There's that.
Just not him, because he's the dad.
Right. And as far as moms go, the mom text question of the day, what does your mom really want? We got Mary Vandeveld to admit she'd love to spend time with her children for up to 2 hours, and she wants them to go home.
Now they're like, they were driving down to go see her. Now they're driving away.
Mary, I didn't mean it like that.
Texter says, mom wants her 50-plus-year-old to quit playing video games, get a job, move out of the basement, and take your damn golf clubs with you.
Well, there you go.
As a mom, I'd like all my children home for the weekend. One is 15 hours away, one is 5 hours away, one is 15 minutes away. All in our house for a weekend would be priceless.
The whole weekend?
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Hey, I'm hopping a plane.
The whole weekend is nice. The texters, the question again is, what do you really want? What do you really want for Mother's Day? And we're looking for moms to answer. But if you're not a mom and you think you know your mom, or you just want to make something up, your text line's open as well at 312-981-7200. A lot of texts on Trump and Ryan. We'll get to the Ryan thing, as I said, coming up in a little bit. Here's a texter that's got to listen a little more closely. Steve, are you kidding me? Coal mining in the Appalachian Territory is still huge and a viable part of their income in the community. It's not what I said. Again, the urge to be offended is not the same as actually hearing what I said. What I said is the coal industry is in dramatic decline and jobs have to transition. Of course it's a viable part of their community. That's why they're in trouble.
That's a fact.
Because they're losing their jobs.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, don't lie to them. Don't lie to them and tell them you're going to give them their jobs back, when in fact you're not going to be able to give them their jobs back, because the coal mining industry is in steep decline and dramatic trouble.
Many jobs are now obsolete.
Let me see. I've got a couple more here. Somebody thought my password was, I want Edzo's hair. No, that's not true.
No, it's mine.
Let's see.
But it doesn't say here.
Someone else who thinks that Abigail, my granddaughter, is concerned because of the lack of hair. And if you put a wig on, you could see what she does. She wants me to react. What would Abigail do if I put on like a wig?
I'd love to see that.
You should
picture.
Try it. Yeah.
A little science experience.
Where's your Trump wig?
It's in the office.
Don't put that on. She'll never talk to you again.
Yeah, well, that would frighten me.
Her first word will be, build a wall.
655. All right. Again, keep those texts coming in. 312-981-7200. What do moms really want? Because you know what dads get for Father's Day. You know, it's cologne. It's a tie.
Soap on a rope.
Do they still sell that?
I don't know. That's what I always got my dad.
Yeah.
Soap on a rope.
You didn't know about soap on a rope?
I've heard of it, but I didn't think people actually
make it anymore.
I thought that was just in prison.
No.
No, I really did. No. I thought that was just a prison.
You've got to stop watching late night cable. Listen, they're called. I did. Suddenly it's cell block C for Andrea.
What?
Thieves are calling innocent citizens demanding Social Security numbers. The IRS is never going to do that, never going to text you, never going to email you, never going to call you, and you can't call them. You got to wait for a certified letter from the IRS. You'll be good to go. The IRS has ways to fix a complaint, but it's a long process. And identity theft is America's fastest growing crime, and tax data theft is a huge part of that. Thieves can use your personal information to buy things on your credit, liquidate your bank accounts, or even get a hold of your retirement funds. They want to steal what you've worked so hard for. You've got to get protection, and you've got to get it now. I've got LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. You're going to save 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. And the deal is the $9.99 memberships are great. They start at $9.99, but you can get the Ultimate Plus for 10% off for who knows how long. I mean, you don't want to wait, so you want to look into that. Should look into that this weekend. Let's put up, make a checklist of all the things I'm recommending you do this weekend. They're all good for you. And get on LifeLock. Do it now. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com.
I love our texters.
Let me just text it. Steve, the reason Abigail cries when she sees you is that she secretly is the only baby Trump supporter.
Oh.
Think she's got a tiny Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, my gosh. You should tweet a picture of her eating a taco salad this morning. Or just... leaning over a taco salad.
What's the kid got coming for her? You know, the crying now, I mean, look, I know that my granddaughter and I are going to be as close could be forever and for the rest of my life. But I'm wondering if maybe the crying now is, you know, she wants to get it out of her system now so she can not be so upset with me later.
That's
probably, honestly,
yeah, that's what
I'm going to cause problems for her with her parents. I'm going to get her in trouble. I'm going to, give her thing. I'm going to do all the things grandparents do.
We're going to spoil her.
Yeah.
As you should. She just doesn't realize that yet.
And it's funny, too, because I feel like Lauren, Ross's wife, my daughter-in-law, you know, in the past year or so, has finally gotten to a point where going, well, it appears she's going to be around for a while.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
Make it 7-11 now. And texters continuing to roll. Oh, please pronounce the word correctly. All I want for Mother's Day is you say realtor instead of realtor. Did I say realtor?
I think that's one of those words you can say. They're interchangeable, right?
I don't think
realtor,
so.
Realtor.
I think realtor is the word.
And a lot of people
say
realtor.
Did I say realtor? If I said realtor, I will quit today.
I don't remember. You might have.
It is funny, though. It's funny
That's all it took.
Isn't it funny how things, like little things, drive you nuts, but not everybody else? I'm not making fun of this person because I'm sure I have them, too. The only difference is I have a microphone and I can bring them out on the air in my own form of therapy. Something interesting happened in the campaign 2016 yesterday, in case you missed it. The head of the Republican Party is not Donald Trump. It is the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. I like Mr. Ryan. I think he has been mostly pretty good at the job. How's that for an endorsement? Mostly pretty good at the job since he decided he actually would take the speakership. I think he will be a very viable presidential candidate someday. I also think that this statement says a lot about where he is, because the one endorsement Donald Trump would really like to have right now is from the Speaker of the House. But here's Ryan yesterday.
I hope to support our nominee. I hope to support his candidacy fully. And I want to do that. But right now, just I got to tell you, Jake, just being candid with you, at this point, I'm just not there right now. And it's because I think of part of the last campaign. I don't want to go back and roll the tape. Look, I was pretty clear, and I was outspoken on a number of occasions where I think that he did the wrong thing or said the wrong thing. And I'll do that in the future if need be. I hope it's not necessary. But I think what a lot of Republicans want to see is that we have a standard bearer that bears our standards and that unifies all the wings of the Republican Party, which we all come from different wings of our party, but we all agree on a common platform of conservative principles.
So what Ryan is saying here, and I'm going to play another piece of this in just a second. I want you to listen to this other chunk from Jake Tapper's, what's the name of that show he does every afternoon on CNN?
Face the Nation.
No.
I'm thinking ABC.
It's on every day.
Ooh.
It's on every day at 3. Check it out. It's good. But Jake,
I'm usually listening to Roe. That's why I'm
He's on with Jake Tapper yesterday. Well, let me just play it for you, then we'll talk. The lead with Jake Tapper. Here's more of Ryan.
But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee. I don't want to underplay what he accomplished. He needs to be congratulated for an enormous accomplishment, for winning not now a plurality of delegates, and he's on his way to winning a majority of delegates. But he also inherited something very special. That's very special to a lot of us. This is the party of Lincoln, of Reagan, of Jack Kemp. And we don't always nominate a Lincoln and a Reagan every 4 years. But we hope that our nominee aspires to be Lincoln and Reagan-esque, that person advances the principles of our party and appeals to a wide, vast majority of Americans.
So, again, what Ryan is saying, and I think he's saying it in a really smart way, is I know how important my endorsement is to you, Donald Trump. You want my endorsement, and they're going to meet next week. And I'm sure when they come out of the meeting, it's going to be all hand-holding and high-fiving. But they're going to meet next week, and Ryan is going to say very clearly to Trump, though he thought he had communicated the message before, you're not bullying people. You're not going to be the I love Hispanics guy while I'm eating tacos. You're not going to be the dope that you've been on so many levels if you expect to win this, because you're not just damaging you. You're damaging the entire brand, and you're damaging the party all the way down. There's a, 30, 40-seat majority in the House now that's literally up for grabs because the concern is the vacuum, the sucking sound that Ross Perot once called it, is actually coming from Trump. The Senate's absolutely in play, but the House is in play too. And that's what Ryan's concern is.
Yep. The Democrats could absolutely take over the Senate.
And if
absolutely.
You want to see real comedy, watch the pundits talk about Trump's strategy. Again, you want to support Trump, support him all day. But don't for a minute think he has a plan. He's making it up as he goes along. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand any of it. That's why he throws out these statements that have no basis in fact that he can't back up. That's the guy. So going, well, Donald Trump's strategy has changed. There's no strategy. He gets up and tweets something in the morning. That's his strategy. I love the idea that Donald Trump's been sitting around for years going, I really want to remold the Republican Party in an image that's better for America. He hadn't thought about any of that. He's thought about what's better for Donald Trump. 7:15. Let's take a break for traffic. We're going to start meeting some moms in the University of Illinois presidents here. Because apparently you and Mary Vandeveld owe the school some money.
Oh, what? I don't think we do.
Andre Dallas and Mary Vandeveld pretty much take things over from here. It's a little bit of ILL.
This is not the fight song.
Well, are you criticizing the opening music?
There it comes. Now it is. Okay, here we go.
Andre, would you like to introduce our guest?
Our guest, University of Illinois President, Dr. Timothy Killeen. Thank you for being in studio with
us
today.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Well, let me get your actual microphone on. Is that the one?
I hope so.
There
Does
we
Does that
are.
Work?
That works beautifully. Wow. How are you? What are you doing in the city? Did you come in just for us?
No.
I think the answer is you came in just for us.
Well, of course I did. Yeah, why wouldn't I? But we do have a little celebration of commencement today, which is going to be fun this afternoon. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
We have 200 or so doctors, newly minted MDs crossing the stage.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. Think of all the hard work they put in to get there.
How many commencement exercises or ceremonies do you actually attend?
Because
you have to go to all the different schools, don't you?
It's impossible to go to all of the different schools, and they're overlapping and parallel things. Ah. But I'm going to be at about six this time around. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of hands, a lot of shiny eyes and happy families.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And Mary and Andre are both available for commencement speeches at any time. Just emergency break glass if somebody doesn't show.
Andre already did one.
I did one a couple of years ago. Yeah. It was
that's right.
Wonderful.
We had you.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you enjoy?
I had a wonderful time. The students were great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you've made it, well, of course, on this show too, Steve, of course, but when the students, you know you're somewhat cool when the students are tweeting and you've become a hashtag.
Oh, nice.
The things that you've said have become a hashtag.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is pretty cool.
You'll have to give me some insight on how to do that.
Okay, I will.
Not a hashtag.
How's business?
Business is cooking. It's not dull. We're moving forward, forging ahead on lots of fronts. Lots of interesting things going on.
You took the job at an interesting time, not of your making, and I salute the struggle because from a financial perspective, I got to believe it's a rough go.
Well, I'm coming up to almost a year in a few weeks. So, you know, the impasse started about 6 weeks into my term. So
right.
It certainly wasn't to be expected that there would be sort of no support from the state for a long period. But University of Illinois is weathering that best we can. We're doing a lot of things to ensure that the student experience is front and center. And that's But I would say it's been an interesting year and a lot of good things happening, tremendous progress, but also problem sets that we're dealing with one at a time, but notably and, you know, primarily, of course, the budget.
Well, the thing is, the University of Illinois has struggles that are unique for a world leading institution, a world-class institution, that aren't necessarily the same as some of the other schools. The struggles that Chicago State goes through, or Governor State, or Eastern. Yeah. It's a different sort of business model to some extent, and the financial support by the state matters in different ways. So here's what we know. We know the University of Illinois is not going away. We know that parents don't have to worry that the school will be there for their kids. But what sort of stress and strain is on you in regards to ways you've had to change things that parents ought to know about?
Yeah. Well, we're thinking carefully about everything we do to make sure that it's as streamlined and as efficient as possible. We've got guiding principles behind every decision we make. And number one, as I've already pointed out, is the student experience. We want that to be first and foremost. Actually, we are not going to go away. You know, we're going to have our 150th anniversary coming up next year, and I'm, you know, there'll be another 150 years and story, legacy, et cetera.
But the state's not making it easy for you.
The state this year, this is definitely a blip, and it's not easy, but we're conducting ourselves very well. We're down in total administrative staff. Which I think is been a challenge, but we're doing that. We're actually up in enrollment and up in applications. Our applications went up 13%, so we've got a lot of strong interest from families of Illinois to come. And the only thing I can say is check out one of these commencements, and you'll see what a value we bring to the table for the families of Illinois.
Well, and that's the thing, right? I mean, the desire for higher education and the desire to have your kids be able to maximize their lives, that hasn't changed. It's just it's a little harder to deliver the product that you have to deliver and that your reputation demands that you deliver when you have less funds to do it.
Well, but our product is going to be better. It's going to be even better, I would say. We're going to be more nimble, more adept, more well-structured for the 21st century, and when we come out of this. So that's what I mean by weathering it.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking advantage of the duress, and it's undoubtedly duress, and morale is problematic. There's no question about that. But we're doing things in the right order, in the right sense, and as far as I can see and I'm involved in, and I think we'll come out of this. And I'm very encouraged by the recent progress in the legislature, which is providing some funding for FY16. It's very helpful. And, of course, it's not enough yet to fully get through this year safe and sound, but it's a good step forward, and of course we're heavily involved in all of those conversations. So I want to be very thankful for the governor legislature for the bipartisan work they're doing right now.
Governor, how much of that will the University of Illinois see of that emergency plan that Governor Rauner has implemented?
Yeah. We see about $180 million. You know, we're big. We're big. So in FY15, the number was more like $650 million. So it's a 27% component of what would be the normal fiscal year. And so it's very helpful, but it's late in the fiscal year, and we're not out of the woods yet.
Does that put extra strain on the endowment or on alumni giving and other places to make it up?
Well, I don't think the alumni giving and the endowment really.
You're not going to make up 73%.
And they're not designed for operational funds. Those gifts are sort of over 95% dedicated to specific elements of buildings or rooms or whatever, or student scholarships, notably.
Sure.
So all of that is in place. So the donor issues are first and foremost with those funds. So they're not transferable into operational.
So paying for the administration you need, paying for the business of the day at the University of Illinois, that has to come out of
Resources that were designed for other use. For example, we slowed down our IT upgrades, which has been, you know, as you might imagine, for a world-class university, that's a significant thing. We've slowed down refurbishment of classrooms. We've slowed down a lot of things like that and converted those resources, which were parked for those purposes, to operational funds that now we hope and expect and anticipate will be covered by state support.
Any change in teaching staff? In other words, will class sizes go up?
No. We're going to keep class sizes the best we can. We did increase the number of faculty this year by about 57 across the whole system. That was left over from the plans of previous years, so that hasn't been directly responsible for the impasse. But we've reduced dramatically the total number of administrators. More like 340 positions have been eliminated there. So we've balanced it to protect the classroom experience.
Sure.
In the decision making, sure. And I think that's been our approach, and of course it's created strains, but that's where we are today.
Got to roll with it.
Yeah, non-tenured instructors at the U of I had a 5-day strike last week. We're just coming out of that as well. That didn't negatively affect anything, though, as far as classes, students, anything.
There were some classes interrupted or canceled. I don't think it was a huge number, and it's late in the year where they're hitting the books for the finals, and that's been resolved now satisfactorily. So I think we're on a good path forward, but again, it was something that we would have preferred not to have happened during the semester, of course. But it's
I salute you for look, as you said, you come in here 6 weeks later, we find out this happens, and now we're almost a year plus down the road, and you're waiting for a budget, which ought to be, this is my words, not yours, ought to be the basic function of state government. You know, and by the way, they get this thing solved, I better not see a press conference with a bunch of people patting themselves on their backs for finally doing the job they should have done a year ago, because that's outrageous. But I know you also feel for your other university colleagues and the other institutions that are hit even harder by this.
Yeah, absolutely. And we meet regularly, the group of presidents, and we've advocated together. We visited Springfield together. We've forged a common bond, I think. And we're big. Of course, we're 80,000 students, which is not quite half the total number of students in public higher ed in Illinois, which is more like 200,000. But so we're close to half of the total. But all of those students who worked hard and passed exams and, you know, done their studies and homeworks to get into college, we care for them all, to tell you the truth. It's concerning to see the kind of smaller schools, some of the schools where
really
they
struggling.
Don't have the wherewithal that we do, really struggling. But I can tell you that we are doing our job. We are doing our job, and we're doing it for our students and the families. And I want to brag a little bit, if I can, for a second,
please.
About affordability.
Yeah.
We've also, despite this duress in budgetary environments and the limits of the state funding, we've kept our tuition flat for 2 years. That is a statement to the families of Illinois, and the Illinois natives attending our schools are up. People who were, you know, raised here, they're many of them young. They're not all young, of course, but largely young. And so we've kept our promise to affordability. We've also kept our fees down. So
it's pretty hard to do when you have that much less money coming in to not have to raise the price somewhere else.
We are looking carefully at enrollment and how that works through, and we're doing a strategic plan, a 10-year strategic plan that's actually on the web if anyone wants to see it and check it out. It's a living document. It should get approved by the board this month, that speaks to our future in terms of economic development, facilities, student enrollment, and the relationship between and among the campuses, and what we do basically for a living.
Mary, last word for your have you met the president, Mary? And if you haven't, you better come down here, because he'd like some money out of your purse.
Hey, Mary. Yeah. We'll sign you up, Mary.
I just wanted to know what your feelings were with the mascot.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the mascot controversy?
Revered symbol.
Because
revered
you guys symbol. Both want the mascot to stay. How do you handle this? Because that's a political football.
No, we don't want it to change.
There are a lot of strong feelings on all regards. This was initiated by the students, today's students, who actually weren't here when there was, the
Chief Alanowicz.
And so they've asked, it's worth reading their report. If you want to see a wonderful product of a group of student leaders who did I think 6 town hall meetings and thought it through and made some recommendations. So Chancellor Wilson is following along and honoring that student-led effort. And I'm not sure where it's going to go or where we'll end up, but I do appreciate that it's I have to say that the mascots analysis is important, but the budget is cosmic. So that's,
well, that's
it,
right? Yeah. So it's the punk kids. For you and Mary, it's those punk kids that
kids
are changing
today,
the world.
The kids of today, not the kids of yesteryear. And Lovey Smith, this is a great new venture for the university as well.
Don't you think? Yeah, I think we've... I'm a competitive guy. I think you are too.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we'll compare notes as we go forward. There's a particular university that I used to be at that I really want to... not just beat, but pummel. I won't mention its name, but I think it's important.
What's it rhyme with?
I can't even come up with that. I'm not as fast on the stump as you are, Steve.
Well, I have to do this every day. Okay. Listen, continue the fight. I know
you
will.
Thank you.
And again, I will continue the fight to make sure that nobody's patting themselves on the back for the job they need to do, which is to take care of funding, you guys. And for the people that have a misunderstanding of this and through no fault of their own and are going, hey, you know, you make a choice to go to college, pay for it. These kids are paying for it. What we're talking about is the funding the state provides for the greater good of these institutions to provide higher learning, better education, and to keep these kids when they graduate, hopefully in-state, and to help the rest of us.
You've got it right. I think I see a commencement speech in your future, too. You know what I'm going to start.
I'll give you the best 30 seconds.
We are in the transformation business, one life, one family at a time.
There you go.
That's a good place to be.
Nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too.
Enjoy the graduation today.
Thank you.
And congratulations to all those new doctors. All right, quick break, and then the big story. Next, 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Every family has a kid who won't eat.
Oh, Randy, don't play with your food. Eat it. Starving people would be happy to have that.
My mother had not had a hot meal for herself in 15 years.
Coming up on 7:45, we got moms in the house. Andrea's going around doing a greeting here. The texts continue to come in as well. Mom says, these are random moms who are texting in. I want my 2.5 car garage cleaned out so I can get one of my cars inside. My one car. Clean the garage out. Would it kill you to clean the garage out, Dave? Come on.
That seems reasonable.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, a spa day with the girls, no family members involved. I think no family members means no boys. Here's
well,
a mom.
Means no kids, what? I think.
No kids on Mother's Day?
Wow.
Here's another mom who only wants one thing, Ryan Gosling.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, I mean, you know, you never know.
Dream big.
Giver, he likes to sell tickets.
True.
Yeah. For my daughter to be kind to myself and other family members. Oh. I knew we'd get a couple Dr. Phil moments in there, right? No doubt about it. 7:46, we'll meet the moms in a moment. And then the majority of the moms are going to be on the phone later.
Yes.
But we have the two moms who apparently love their children the most who actually came in.
Nice.
No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be. You will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama.
Dave Enner recorded this just before the show.
Mama, you know I love you.
Last year, my mom offered to be Dave's honorary mom, and he wasn't sure that she'd agree to do it again. A lot of people don't remember when Dave was with Boys to Men.
I miss those days.
He wrote this. So let me go to my mom first and say, good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good morning, number one.
You look lovely.
Well, thank you so much.
And would you be willing to be Dave's honorary mom again this year?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'd be his honorary mom every day.
Oh, thank you. Isn't that nice?
I think that's why she came in.
Does that mean you'd be willing to ground him as well and discipline him the way he needs to be disciplined?
He doesn't need discipline.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Not
like you, Steve.
Yes, exactly.
Well, how are you, Mom?
I'm good. Yeah. Very good.
What do you want for Mother's Day? None of this nonsense about, just to spend time with my family.
Oh, I don't feel that way at all. I couldn't.
Love it.
You know what I've always wanted. I want to take over this studio.
You want to take it over and just do your own show?
Yeah.
And what would the show be about?
About geriatric stuff.
And would we all be a part of that? Mary?
If the geriatric truth be known, stuff. I'd be satisfied just to be your assistant.
Oh.
And then I could go to Greece with you.
Oh, you can come to
Greece. Oh, you want to go to Greece?
Me. Yes.
Oh, would that be big fun? Oh,
no, well, I'm not going. I'm not going. I got stuff going on.
She didn't ask you to go.
Oh, I see. I was assuming I was invited.
Did you? You didn't invite him, did you?
No.
Okay.
But you are invited.
Thank you. I'll go.
Yeah, I'll send Mom. You want Mom to go with
you? I would love for her to come.
All right, you're in.
That'd be great.
You're going to Greece. You happy now? You're going to Greece.
Yes. That's where you'd like to put me, isn't it?
but aside from taking over the studio, what do you really want for Mother's Day?
Honestly, without joking around, I think I'd like to work again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how bored I am.
You're bored. My mother ran the gift shops at Children's Hospital forever after a career of flying around the world buying
bought baby clothes.
Baby clothes. All over the world. And you're bored sitting around.
I really am. Yeah. If it wasn't for WGN and the newspaper, that's, you know, the highlight of my day.
But here's the thing. Let's go. Seventh caller gives my mom a job now at 312-981-7200. Let's go $100,000 in a company car and a reasonable vacation.
I don't drive, remember?
That's true.
Don't give me a company car.
Don't give her a car. Well, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you, and it's really nice to be here.
Well, it's nice of you to be here. You changed. Yeah, I know you were going to be on with Eric and Kathy and Steve Harvey today. I appreciate you canceling those appearances. So it's nice of you to be here. Dave, do you have anything for your honorary mom?
I just want to wish you a really happy Mother's Day. And I guess if I had known you were coming in, I should have gotten you a Mother's Day gift. I kind of thought that was up to your son to do. But since you're my honorary mom, I'll have to run out and get something.
You're on the hook, dude. You got 2 days.
I have time to go over to Walgreens.
Yeah, you do have time. That's exactly right.
I don't need a gift. Frankly, just to be in your presence is all that I need.
Hold on a second. Let's go. Can we check the crapometer and see if she hit 10
right.
on that last comment?
First of all, Anne is awesome. You too. Yeah. Walgreens. We have Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue.
They're not open.
Ann Taylor.
It's 7:56 in the morning.
You need to get your honorary mom
open.
A nice gift.
Dave, do you know who you are in this town?
A high-end store.
You make one call to any of the Saks, and they'll open that door for you.
Is that right?
Bob Saks, Connie Saks, whoever's running that joint.
He can probably get something.
Wait, why am I not hearing you? What mic are you on?
He can probably get something at the Under Armour flagship store since that's where he's gotten his hookups.
Oh,
it'll
be very good.
It's for your mother, not you.
That's the voice, Sandberg, the producer. Why don't you introduce your parents, Mary? Sandberg, I should say. No, your mic works now. Your mic's working. Yes, you're fine.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've
Well, you were
Debbie.
Good. Yeah,
Debbie?
Now talk to me. There you go.
Debbie's my mom.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
And Dick. He's also here because he drives Debbie everywhere.
And your father, Dick, I told him, I said, you're not just going to get away with sitting here. So what did you get her for Mother's Day?
What did I get Debbie for Mother's Day?
Do you do a surprise, or at this point, because you've been together a long time, do you just go, well, what do you want?
We've been together like 43 years.
It's actually, she got a new car 2 weeks ago.
So. Oh, look at that.
That's a great gift.
Look at that. What kind of car did you get, Mom?
A Kia Soul.
Nice.
Silver.
Did it come with the hamsters? Isn't it the one that has the hamsters in the commercial?
It's bright silver.
Oh, nice.
With plaid interior.
Very nice.
It's a muted black plaid. Don't.
Hey, dude, it's her show. Don't correct her. And what's very nice of you guys to be here as well is, now, you know, Sandberg and I have only known each other. We call her Sandberg because we have two Marys on the show.
Right.
Sandberg and I have only known each other a short time, but we, and Andre and Dave, I think, would agree, we're delighted by her when she thinks she's terrific.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And my mother thinks it's a significant upgrade over that slacker Kevin that used to produce this show. Isn't that what you said? Thank God you finally got rid of Kevin? Isn't that what you said?
No, I love Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And by the way, you should have invited his mom, even though Kevin's no longer with the show, because she was very nice. And I heard you whining and complaining the other day that you didn't have enough moms.
Well, we were around and complaining. I think, again, the moms that truly love their children got up this morning. So they're actually here. But can you guys hang around for a bit? You don't have a better offer, do you, at this hour? No? Well, you'll be here? You're going
to
be
shopping? Okay? Happy to stay.
Okay.
I'm returning today.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, kept the receipt on me. Who knows? All right, so we'll come back with more moms. When is your mom going to be on from Texas?
She's going to be calling, I think, at 8. After the 8:30 news?
After 8:30.
Yeah, and Mary, your mom's on playing bingo. What is she doing today?
Well, actually, she's getting her hair done now, so hopefully she'll take her cell phone with her. Otherwise, we won't be hearing from my mom. She might forget it.
Zanich's mom and
she's
Mike
already asked
Jacobson's
me like 100
mom.
Questions this morning, by the way, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Or kiss me, kiss me.
8:14, Dean, sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center. This is the Wintrust Community Banks Hour. Dean, my mom's here.
Good morning, Mom.
Well, good morning to you.
And Mary Sandberg's mom is here as well.
Morning, Mary's mom.
Good morning, Dean.
Could have arranged for my mom to be at least on the phone.
Well, your mom's always invited. My mom was doing Steve Harvey at 7:10. And she had Eric and Kathy at 7:20, and she changed her schedule.
We tried to get her, but since she got that agent, she won't do anything before like 10 o'clock now.
It's understandable.
Got to get red M&Ms. Evian's got to be a certain temperature now.
And it's weird to say to your own son, don't look me directly in the eyes, I'll bet, huh?
Well, she's always said that. That's from when we were little.
What are you doing for your mom's Mother's Day?
I think I may be hosting a little get-together at my home.
Boy, if you could only get some Greeks to come over.
There may be some cooking because we didn't cook enough on Mother's Day and Greek Easter.
Can I ask you guys a question? And, Mom, you're a really good cook, so you may know the answer to this. Do Greeks ever eat in their own homes? I know eventually you go to somebody else's house or there has to be a host or a hostess, but it seems like all you people do is go to other people's houses, but you bring food you made in your own house. Do you ever cook food and eat it in your own house?
Alone? No.
Yeah, so that doesn't happen?
Dean, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Occasion.
Yeah, we do. Rare. Okay. Of course we do.
Silly question.
It's much easier to take it to somebody else's house, though. Why break your own dishes?
It's a great point, Oprah. Isn't that what you say when you break the dishes, Oprah?
Oprah.
That's Oprah. Oprah.
I say Gail King.
Oprah. All right, so
thanks
I want the studio moms to take part in the entertainment report.
Very nice.
So you got a little news coming up on Justin Timberlake, who my mom dated briefly, the Captain America Civil War review, and other stuff.
Jon Stewart and David Letterman together at a special appearance. Got some sound from that you're going to enjoy.
All right. Starring the moms who actually love their children enough to show up live.
All right.
Mom's on the phone later.
You can travel Chicago. You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richards, the entertainment editor. Channel 9 and 720. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, so we have Sandberg's mom, Debbie, and my mom, Ann, in studio, and I want them to contribute to the entertainment report or ask you follow-up questions, Dean, if they
choose. Did not know that your mom's name was Ann.
You didn't know that?
I didn't. My mom's name is also Ann.
How about that? You guys know each other? You see each other at the meetings? You and Dean's mom?
The Ann meetings?
I only know your mother from the radio, and I hear she's going to be on Sunday with you.
She is going to be on Sunday.
Oh, delightful. You started this tradition.
If we can work it out.
Yeah. What's her appearance fee now?
It's ridiculous now. Yeah. So seriously, it's...
All right, so you said Jon Stewart and David Letterman appeared together?
They, of all places for these guys, they were at Andrews Air Force Base. It was the 75th anniversary celebration for the USO, and both Jon Stewart and David Letterman have been very active with the USO and the military in general. Both of them have made numerous appearances entertaining the troops in the Middle East, in Afghanistan. They've a long, long, long history with this. So not a surprise that they would be here to kind of host the 75th anniversary celebration along with the president and the vice president and their wives as well. They also had a whole troop of other comedians who do appearances for the USO who are part of this big celebration. But Jon Stewart, speaking to servicemen and women who were at this event and warning them what their future was like, and then a bearded David Letterman has a great story right after that.
Don't worry, Trump's going to keep you busy when he's the commander-in-chief. You're going to have to repaint all the planes with Trump in big gold letters. You're going to be busy.
a fellow came up to me before the show and he said, we love what you do. We love your writing. We love what you mean to the country. We love your poetry. And I said, who do you think I am? And he said, Walt Whitman?
He looks more Santa Claus-like than Walt Whitman, but you get the point.
There's a cross between Santa Claus and the Unabomber. He's got this crazy beard now that is it's almost disturbing.
It looks as though he hasn't shaved since he went off the air.
Yeah.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
It's like next week will be 1 year that he's retired. But, in good form. And great to see these guys back together again.
Yeah.
Seeing them on stage just reminded me how much I miss both of them every night.
Yeah, no kidding. Moms, any follow-up on the Letterman, John Stewart story?
Not really. I'm more concerned about The Good Wife.
All right.
Oh, me too, Ann.
My life is over after Sunday night.
Oh, mine too.
Two women just elated that their life is over.
Yes.
Which brings us to Justin Timberlake.
Yes, Justin Timberlake news.
who has got a good wife.
See what he did there?
And Jessica Alba's got a good wife.
Yeah.
And got a new song out that dropped at midnight this morning.
Yeah, I know.
It is. I know you woke up early so you could be among the first to get a copy of it. The song is called Can't Stop This Feeling, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
And it's from an upcoming animated film that's coming out in November. Would you like to hear a little of it?
Well, I know it, obviously, but why don't you play it for everybody
else?
Maybe you
and the moms maybe want to cut a little rug in the studio.
A little Friday dance party. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance.
I can't decide what 80s song this reminds me of.
All of them. I like Justin Timberlake, but come on.
This is a little poppy sounding.
Lionel Richie-ish.
Doesn't it sound like...
I love Justin Timberlake, but haven't we heard this a million times?
Sounds like Bruno Mars.
It's got a little Bruno Mars
little
in it.
Bruno Mars. But there's some 80s song.
I'm not kidding, Dean. All of them.
Hold on, give me a minute.
Rhythm of the Night. Do you remember that song?
DeBarge,
to the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Ah, you might have a lawsuit there. Look at Dean throwing down. Where were you a disc jockey? NUA?
80s DJ. I was all the pop stations way before NUA.
Wow.
NUA is when my brain melted. So before that, I had some cognitive thought.
Let me go back to the moms. Any Justin Timberlake follow-up?
I'm too disturbed by watching pigeons poop all over Dave's star.
It's true. She's right. They did.
And that is why I am so honored to be a Walk of Fame honoree this year.
Dean will be installed for the pigeons to attack next month.
This is going to be it's going to be a huge animated film called Trolls.
Yeah.
Remember the little troll dolls?
Yeah, sure.
The little, with the hair and all.
I love them. I still have some.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a movie based on those, and the voice talent in this movie will be Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, James Corden, Kunal Nayar. He's Raj on Big Bang Theory, Gwen Stefani, Iconopop. So this song is part of that soundtrack, which was why I imagine it's so different than kind of signature Justin Timberlake sound.
Yeah.
That's lot edgier. I think it's a little more family friendly.
Yeah, it works for a kids movie. All right,
good trolls or bad trolls? I'm concerned.
I do not know anything about the trolls at this point.
Oh, okay.
Mary wonders because she naps under bridges when she's not napping in her car in the driveway.
I don't want to be a scary troll.
Really. I don't blame you. We all have that fear.
Yeah.
Captain America, you got a review?
Awesome. Loved it. Gave it a Dean's List A-.
Wow.
Half of the Avengers are battling the other half of the Avengers. Most of them, anyway. A couple of them sat out this movie because they're upset about a resolution that has been passed by the United Nations that the UN control the Avengers because while they are busy saving the world, they cause so much collateral damage, death, and destruction. So the UN wants to control them. Half are okay with it, half are not. Thus the battle begins. Of good and evil, and it's just it's such a well-written story. I mean, this is really the key to this movie. The words on the page are so good. They are heartfelt. They are touching. There's so many funny moments in this movie as well. A couple of new Marvel characters are introduced into this genre. Black Panther, played by Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson and James Brown.
Yeah, he's great.
In his own movies, really good actor. And we get to see young Spider-Man in this movie. You know, we're going to see another Spider-Man movie in about a year or so. But
young
this,
Spider-Man, oddly enough, played by Wolf Blitzer in The Situation Room.
Young Spider-Man stealing every scene that he's in. Really, really funny.
New kid?
Yeah, new kid. Hmm. New kid. I think his name is Tom Holland.
Okay.
Love the movie top to bottom. See it on as big a screen as you can. I rarely recommend 3D, but I am with this one. I saw it at the Navy Pier IMAX and completely blew me away.
I don't know how you do your schedule. Going out till all hours of the night. Sometimes Dean's up to like 9:15.
Steve, when you love what you do.
And then he's got to work, too.
It's nuts. You never addressed the Good Wife drama here in studio, Dean. So before you go, let me just open this up to my mom and to Andrea. The final Good Wife is Sunday night.
It is, yeah.
You all right, Mom?
I'm in mourning.
I'm in mourning, too, Ann.
So you don't know what you're going to do Sunday nights from now on?
Mm-mm.
You know what you could do? You could call your son. Have nice long talks.
Don't answer.
You can call me. I'll take you out for drinks. How about that? That's a better option.
You don't answer.
That could help. That could help.
Yeah.
That's it. That is the phrase that pays today.
You don't answer. Deb, do you watch much TV? And do you have a favorite show? Like a show you would hate to see go away?
Like WGN Morning News?
I watch Live with Kelly and Michael.
Oh,
there you go. What do you think about the whole Kelly and Michael controversy? Because Dean's up for the co-host job. Dean actually got Michael to leave. It was a whole backstabbing thing.
That's what we do.
I liked him a lot, Michael.
Yeah. Who do you want to see be the new co-host?
Oh.
You know who I like?
Mm-mm.
Dick. Yeah, Dick, this is Sandberg's dad.
Excuse me? What?
Yeah. What? Sandberg's dad.
I was going to say I do too, but I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. Well, and actually, Debbie is very, very angry with Michael.
Oh, okay.
So that's why she's a little tongue-tied, because she
refuses to out the fact that she's actually upset with him leaving the show.
She's extremely upset. She can't believe that he would do that to Kelly, and she doesn't know how Kelly's going to sit there with him for the rest of the month.
That is a devoted husband right there.
That's
the
right.
fact that he knows how angry you are with Michael Strahan.
I don't think Strahan's going to make the month. I think next week, I believe, maybe is last week, and then they're going to start running through some guest hosts. I know that Jimmy Kimmel is going to do a day. They've got a bunch of people who are on ABC. This is turning into just a huge promotion for ABC.
Well, but we're getting reports, unconfirmed right now, that Kelly beat him to death with an Emmy earlier this morning.
Entirely possible. It's going to happen sooner than we think.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
And to your mom.
Thank you.
8:32, big story next, 720 WGN.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
You sure? You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes. I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing back there.
It's a scene from Wedding Crashers. One of the great intellectual, mind-stimulating movies of all time. You know, two of the great sources for material on this show are my daughter, Amy, who's really good at picking stuff up and going, hey, did you see this? And my mother. My mother found something. Well, I shouldn't say this because I don't know that she wants to be aligned with this story. Let's say it was someone like my mother, who, in fact, is the person that gave me this lead. Okay? So she saw a story in The New Yorker on Melania Trump, who I think Melania Trump seems delightful to me.
Very intelligent.
Very intelligent, speaks five languages. Her husband doesn't even speak one. And and there's a story about how Melania met Donald, and it's largely about Melania. And in this story, I just want to read to you directly from The New Yorker. Now, let me go to my mom on this. You read The New Yorker every month, right?
Every week.
Oh, it's weekly?
Yeah.
You can tell how cultural your son is. So you read The New Yorker every week. Dick, you read The New Yorker as well?
I subscribe and I get it every week. I'm about eight issues behind.
You look at the cartoon. You look at the cartoon and you tell people you read The New Yorker.
No, actually, I do catch up. I'll spend a Saturday and read six or seven. So maybe this weekend.
I'm going to save you some time. Because that's what I do for a friend.
Just do the cartoon.
I'm going to save you some time right now. I'm going to read to you from the Melania Trump article.
Oh, please do.
Okay, so here we go. Donald met Melania on a particular night in 1998 at the Kit Kat Club in New York. And, Andre, if you don't know the Kit Kat Club in New York, that's where they serve only Kit Kats.
No, that's is it a drag club?
No, it's not a drag club. It's a foo-foo club. It's too fancy for the room. So it's a party thrown by the owner of a modeling agency. So here's how things went down. Donald saw Melania. He asked Melania for a number, but Donald had arrived with another woman, and she refused to give him the number. Please, please, I'm begging you. Please ask me the woman he was with. Please ask me what her name is. Please.
What's her name?
Selena Middlefart.
No way. Come on.
I swear on the New Yorker's life.
Maybe that's not how it's not how it's pronounced.
Norwegian cosmetic heiress Selena Middlefart.
Maybe it's Forte.
Or Farte.
M-I-D-E-L-F-A-R-T.
How about Far? Metafar.
I like how you two are defending the fact that Donald Trump would have brought a woman named Middlefart.
Well, who would have a name like that, seriously?
Well, Selena, apparently.
She should have changed it.
Yeah, I believe that. I do know some people with some weird names like that.
Selena, well, she's Norwegian. In Norwegian, you probably don't know this. In Norwegian, Middlefart is the same as Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Pappas in Greek.
Yeah. It's like royalty.
Exactly.
My husband's Norwegian. I've never heard of a name like that.
Fantastic. Let's meet a couple more moms in just a second. Your mom's on hold, Andrea.
Yeah, she is. I hope we didn't interrupt her pool time.
Well, now she knows a great story about Donald Trump's old girlfriend, Middlefart. All right, it's 8:53. Introduce your mom.
This is my mom, live from Dallas, Texas, where she's vacationing with her friends. This is Marietta Darlis. Hi, Mom.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Good, miss you.
Miss you, too.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Well, hello there, Steve. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yeah. Well, your mom doesn't sound that happy to hear from me.
I know. Your pal's in studio, Mom. Ann is here. We were going to wait to have the vodka tonics.
Well, hello, all of you out there. And I'm sitting here by the pool having a cup of coffee, and the weather's going to be about 85 today.
Oh, nice.
Wish you were all here. It is delightful, and the birds are singing, and the pool's ready for me to jump in.
Well, unlike Grzanich, who won't get in a car and go see his own mother, you're actually flying to Dallas today.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to go down later on tonight and spend the weekend. We're doing a Kentucky Derby party tomorrow with all of her friends. And then
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and then brunch on Sunday. So that's very nice.
How do the big hats travel? Do you send that separately?
No, I'm going to have to put that in my suitcase. But it's kind of mashable.
Oh,
I mean, I think it'll be okay. It's not a stiff brim.
So you don't have to go down there and actually buy a hat and leave it behind?
Right.
Does TSA confiscate the big hats?
I hope not. I'm going to try and carry on. I hope they don't.
So this is a big Mother's Day weekend, but you don't normally leave town on Mother's Day. Is it something Andrea did?
Not at all. No. My friend and I get together. She comes to see me. I come to see her. Just happened to work out at this time. And Andrea said to me, I'm coming with you. I'm surprising you. And I thought, hot dog. That was great.
How nice is that? How nice is that? By the way, you sound fantastic. Your mom had an accident a little bit ago.
She did, yeah. We can talk about it now.
You
yeah.
sound fantastic. Your recovery from that is amazing.
Well, thank you. Yes, I cracked literally my pelvis back at Christmas time. We were supposed to make this trip to Dallas then, and I ended up in the hospital and then in therapy for literally 7.5 months. And
Weeks.
And
7.5 weeks.
Yeah, 7.5 weeks.
7.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It felt like 7.5 months to me, but yeah.
Well, maybe the brain didn't recover, but the body did.
No, she was great. She did her therapy. She was wonderful. She progressed ahead of schedule. And when she left, they said, you know, maybe she'd have a little cane to kind of go along with. So
she
threw
the cane.
I got her a blue one. She said, didn't they make these in red?
Yeah, you got to stylize your cane. It's an accessory.
Yeah.
It's got to match.
She's doing really well, though.
Yeah, you sound fantastic. And, Mom, you broke your hip last year. And so you went through all of that. What is this, like X Games for the moms? What are they doing?
We're very active, aren't we?
They're movie extras.
Oh, that's right.
And Mom, Ann.
Because we were on the move.
And Ann is upset about The Good Wife going off the air on Sunday, too. So we're all kind of in a little mourning period.
Well, I taped them at home. For lack of a better up-to-date word, I said tape instead of DVRing it or whatever, and I'll be able to watch them anyway.
Well, you have a great time. We don't want to take you too far away from the pool and your drink with a, that you claim is coffee.
Right.
And But happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. Save me a coffee for when I get there, too.
Honey. See you later.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Are they picking you up, or you got to Uber in from the airport?
No, they were so cool. It went. Is she still on hold? It went a little more like this. Like, yeah. You're not going to come down and see me on Mother's Day. And I said, of course I am. Why? I already bought the ticket.
Of course. And so then you tried to find a fare?
Yeah, then they have a car that's going to be there for me and everything. Sure. I'm excited.
Mike Jacobson, Jake as I call him, is a producer on the program. And your mom's on hold now. And she is in, where'd you tell me, Jake? Bull Valley?
Lives in Bull Valley. Grew up in Schaumburg, though.
Say hi to your mom.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I think we're hanging in there just getting ready to get my oil changed on the car.
Oh, what a big Mother's Day weekend.
Isn't that exciting, Steve?
Very much so. Sandy, I have to tell you, we love Jake. I don't know if you call him Mike, Jake, or Hey You, but he's doing a great job.
Well, we call him Michael, and we're very, very proud of him, too, and you folks are really lucky to have him, let me tell you.
Yeah, spoken like a mom. I like that. Yeah. You going to do anything special on Sunday?
No, actually, all my children are coming over tomorrow, and along with my beautiful granddaughter, and we'll have Lou Malnati's pizza, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, you don't have to cook. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How old's the granddaughter?
What is she, 5 months?
Okay, she's 5 months. My first grandchild's 4 months, and the kid won't have anything to do with me. I don't know what's happening. You got any tips?
Maybe shave off that goatee. Might be a little too scratchy for her.
Well, it could be. Maybe it is a goatee. My fear is she thinks I'm her father, and her father shouldn't be this old.
Scary, yeah.
So, Jake, did you get anything from your mom for Mother's Day?
Lou Malnati's pizza. I'm going to pick it up.
Don't hurt yourself, Mr. Big Spender.
And you better clean up afterwards, too.
How many gift cards did you steal from the promotions department for that?
Just four.
Actually, he does clean up all the time for us when he comes over.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's excellent.
How often is that, Jake?
Oh, you know, once a year. Once every couple of years.
You know,
I think that's because he's a little OCD and he can't stand clutter and a mess on the kitchen table.
Well, you know what's funny, Sandy, is Sandberg and Jake just took over the office that's allegedly my office that I'm in for 4 minutes a day. And you should see the place now. You could put a body in there and do surgery. You know, and previously...
It is nice. They did clean it up.
Yeah, they cleaned it. They completely cleaned it up. That's why
that
I'm moving.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't.
Now, I understand there's an anniversary this weekend?
Yes, tomorrow is my husband and mine 33rd wedding anniversary.
Hey, congratulations.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. 33 years of wedded bliss.
Hey, that sounded really convincing.
Yeah.
And and how many kids?
We have two boys, Bobby and Mike.
Which one's your favorite?
We love them dearly, and a wonderful daughter-in-law named Melissa.
Okay, and which one's your favorite of your kids?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Okay. How about today?
Lie detectors on today? All these moms.
Well, today will be Michael because we're talking about him.
You know, what's funny is your mom never shies away from that question. Who's your favorite kid?
Well, I'm the only one.
Well, it's a good chance
you're
going to win.
I always win that one.
Good chance you're going to win. Hey, happy Mother's Day, and thank you for being on, Sandy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell your mother you love her, you creep.
Love you, Ma.
There you go.
Love you,
too. See you tomorrow.
Everybody.
I'll bring
all right,
the
loose. Thanks.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
We're back with news next on 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
914, Tom Bergeron's going to be on with us, I think, next week.
Excellent.
Tom's a you know, radio guy. Tom started radio in Boston. Well, various other places before he got to Boston. And Tom's a good guy. Do you know Tom Bergeron?
No, but I've...
Have we had him on the show before?
I think he has been on the show before.
Yeah.
He's hosted so many things. Because when he was hosting the... was it the Funniest Video Show?
Yeah. He was doing the Steve Harvey thing. He had all the jobs at one point.
Right.
Yeah, but he's doing just fine. And am I the only red-blooded American male that finds Erin Andrews completely annoying?
I liked Brooke Burke-Charvet a little bit better when she was co-hosting.
Yeah. Sandberg's dad. You with me, Dick?
Oh, completely. And
what's the deal there?
I don't know. Not only is she annoying, but even going back to the sideline reporting days, I mean, she wasn't even what some would call hot. So
right.
I don't get it.
Do you see what she's doing on Dancing with the Stars with her hair?
Oh, well.
She's combing it all the way back. It looks so greasy.
I've got to tell you, Vandeveld, that's not our number one concern with her.
Sorry.
We're just annoyed by her.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you're bringing up hair. Any day with hair is a potential good hair day.
It would be nice if she had a brain under that hair.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just goofy. But I love Bergeron. So the reason we're talking dancing here, Mary, is because your buddy's on the phone.
Ooh, Michael?
Yeah, Michael. Is it Mychik?
I'm asking.
Michael Mysik's on the phone. This Dancing with the Stars thing, isn't this the thing you did last year?
I did it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And this year, there was some sort of scheduling conflict with you or something.
No, it's every year they pick different contestants.
Oh, so this year you couldn't be involved.
Yes, so we have David Miranda from the newsroom is doing it this
year. All right, Andre, explain who David Miranda is.
He's one of our news producers. We have associates in the newsroom who help us out with interviews and recording sound. He's one of our producers in the newsroom.
He's a nice dude. Good-looking kid.
Very nice guy.
You guys going cougar on him, or what's the deal there?
He's a good dancer, too. He could win this thing.
No? Okay. Let's go to Michael now for
right,
a full
Michael?
Report on this. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Well, it's all up to Mary Vandeveld. You know, she's the one that said, you got to talk to these people. You got to talk to Michael. And I said, okay. All right, Mary, get off my back. We'll do it.
Well, she has been a great supporter of the Dancing with the Stars event that DuPage Senior Citizen Council does with Fred Astaire every year. And we look forward to having David Miranda this year.
So why can't Mary come back next year?
You know, one of these years, we're going to have her back.
Whoa, Michael, one of these years. Michael, how important is this plug to you?
Well, we're doing an alumni thing this year, right, Michael? So we'll go out there and dance a little bit.
Yep, you're going to see her dancing in the alumni number as well as in the general dancing. I'm sure that we'll get her out there and spin around the floor a little bit.
Michael, I understand there's rules that matter, and I understand there's certain ways to do things and not do things. All I'm saying is the length and the breadth and the depth of your plug is directly related to how much you take care of Mary.
You know, we take care of Mary, and Mary takes care of us. So okay.
It's true.
Look at him. Michael is a politician, man. He's dancing,
awesome.
Isn't he? Dancing already. All right, so Michael, tell us what Mr. Miranda's doing and how people can find out more about the event.
Well, people can find out about the event either by calling the DuPage Senior Citizen Council or by calling Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Burr Ridge. And you can also Google the DuPage Senior Citizen Council online, and it's everywhere. You can look at it on Facebook, and, you know, anything that you would want to know, Mary can also answer herself. The event is actually this Saturday night, May 7th, at 6 p.m. at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. And, you know, we have several of the local celebrities that are competing. We have Senator Tom Carlton, Patty Gustin from the Naperville City Council, Rosina LaPietra, she's a small business owner here in DuPage, and then Mike Rignotti, who is representing Toronto Baking Company, T.C. Leonard, who is representing the DuPage Senior Citizen Council from the grant writing staff, Paul Audia, and he is a very talented local photographer and has gone regional and national lately. We have Dr. Mary Ann Hollis, who is a partner with the Grove Dental Associates. We have your David Miranda.
Right.
And then we also have the CEO of Lexington Health Network. So we have quite a lineup. They will be dancing with the Fred Astaire Pros from the Burr Ridge Studio. And we will have, you know, cocktails to start out the evening. There will be a live entertainment by a live band. Then we have a spectacular auction. There's open bar all night long. There's dinner.
So it's a big event. It's a big event, Mara. It's a big event.
But it's a big event, and it's raising money for a great cause, which
is
to help
council.
The senior population of DuPage County. And Michael, explain why this year of all years it's most important because of the lack of state funding.
Yes, I mean, it's going to be a great, fun evening, but the seriousness of the evening is a sense of urgency because we don't have a state budget. And so a lot of the DuPage Senior Citizen Council agencies' funding comes from the state, and it's also matched by other people based on what the state gives. So we definitely need this to be a successful fundraising event. And the DuPage Senior Citizen Council is known most famously for its Meals on Wheels program.
Sure.
But we also do well-being checks. We are in health and wellness education for the seniors. We do yard cleanup.
Well, it's an important service, Michael. You don't need to sell it to me. I'm telling you, I get it, man. I know. So the DuPage Senior Council, and it's got a crazy long website address. So just Google DuPage Senior Council Dancing with the Stars, DuPage Senior Dancing with the Stars. Any variation of that, you're going to get a direct link to the site. You get a phone number. You get all the information you need. And what's the name of our guy?
David Miranda.
David Miranda. David Miranda. Have you seen him dance yet, Michael? Is he any good?
You know, I have seen him dance. He's been in the Fred Astaire studio several times here. I've coached him a couple of times personally. He is doing amazing. He brings a little bit of background from folk dancing, so we've kind of translated that into
what is folk dancing?
Ballroom.
I don't know what that is.
Mexican folk dancing from his heritage.
But what is Mexican folk dancing? What would it be like? Is it hard to describe? I don't know what it is.
It is, you know, a lot of stomp-type dancing, a lot of group dancing, line dancing, things like that.
Okay.
And we've translated that into some ballroom number for him. He'll be dancing with Fred Astaire Pro. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty amazing. He's only been practicing about 3 weeks now, and he has picked it up with unbelievable ease.
With gusto.
He's been cha-cha-ing all over the newsroom, too.
He's got muy gusto.
muy gusto.
All right, Michael, thanks. And thanks to you guys at Fred Astaire for doing this. It's good of you. And keep up the fine work. All right, Mary.
Thanks, listen, Michael. See you tomorrow.
Mary, I'm working that hard for you.
You are.
I want you back in a competition.
Yeah, well, you can't be in it again.
Why is it a one and done?
Yeah, why? I don't know. Too. I mean, I'd love to go back and try again.
You know,
I'm really sure
Mary
you
ought to be in the what's the one in the city?
Oh, yeah, Sandberg.
Oh, that's the one that Jared Payton did.
Didn't he win?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did.
So let's get battling Marys in that.
Let's do it.
How about you, Steve? We'll get you in it next.
They asked me to be in it this year, and I asked if I could do it very slowly and over the course of 2 or 3 years.
And from home? Can you
maybe
do it from
Anne
your couch?
Can make you do it. Anne?
Actually, I am, and Mom, you'll back me up on this. What are you laughing about? What is so funny?
The visual picture
of me in a dance competition.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would help you is a tutu. That might work.
That would be hot. It'd be a hot look for me. I am actually a very good dancer. Thank you very much.
I said
I was a very good dancer. I didn't say the costume would fit.
Leotards.
Yeah, that was my coach.
No.
But no, they asked me to do it this year, and unfortunately, a scheduling conflict came up right when they asked me, they got Jared Payton involved, and he did a great job. So
he won,
yeah.
The idea of Vandeveld in it and Sandberg and battling Marys.
I like that too.
Yeah. All right, it's 9:22. We're back after this. And by the way, we're looking for your mom. We can't find your mom, Mary.
I know where she is. She's at the hair place, and she forgot her cell phone. I bet you any money. I know it. I knew this was going to happen.
Well, tell her at least that we tried, because we're going to try back again.
Oh, she'll be fine. She's like, I have to do this again?
It's 9:23.
Like mother, like daughter, wait.
Happy Mother's Day to all you moms. This is 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Bicycle, I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride.
This is Queen.
Yeah, Queen.
Say black, I say white.
Can you name the other song that Queen did about bicycles?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it though.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other one. Big.
Not another one.
Okay.
MB's Bike the Drive's coming up. You're doing it, right?
I'm doing it, yeah. Justin Kaufman and I are co-captains of the team. Dave Ennett's going to ride. Mary, you got to sign up. Steve, you said you were going to sign up as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. We'll have a good time. We've got to get Jake and Mary in there as well.
As you know, we've got a great partnership with MB Financial Bank through the Blackhawks and various other places. And the boss at MB, El Presidente, joins us now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Nice to talk to you, and thank you for your commitment to Bike the Drive.
We love it. It's been fantastic for MB Financial Bank to
be a sponsor. We've done it since 2009, so it's and you know we signed up with this because it's really an event specific to Chicago, and you know we're committed to building strong communities and strong relationships in those communities where our people live and work. So it's we feel it's a really great fit for us because the ride up and down the Lakeshore Drive takes into so many communities and so many areas that are so important to the city.
It's the only time Lakeshore Drive is completely shut down, except when the president, of course, is in town. But even with the marathon, they still leave a lane open.
Yep.
It's so quiet and so peaceful and wonderful. And the best thing, Steve, is that families can participate. Kids, moms, dads, anybody can participate.
How long is
There's
it?
There's not like a skill level.
I'm thinking about buying a bike for the day.
No, you can. You can rent a divvy.
I can.
You can rent a bike.
Yeah, okay. Divvy would take care of it right there.
Okay. Yeah, and how long is the ride?
You can. It's your own pace. I mean, if you just want to do a portion of it, you
well,
don't
how long
have
is it?
To
no,
do,
I do the
whole
thing.
Thing.
How long is it?
What is it, 12 miles?
12 miles on a bike?
Well, it's from Bryn Mawr down to Museum of Science and Industry. And I agree with you guys. It's absolutely shocking that we're able to close off the entire drive. It really is. It really
12
is
miles.
Something. It's about
12 miles is
miles,
nothing.
I think.
You got to do it. It's a blast.
Just coast.
It's so relaxing.
Exactly. It's not even a race. You know, you won't even be embarrassed when maybe.
Well, wait, what's the assumption, Mark? That I'll be embarrassed? Why would I be embarrassed?
Just stick your leg out. You know.
I mean, come on, man.
But Mark's right, though. It's not a race. You go at your own pace. Well, if you want to get off, say, at 18th Street,
but
you
I'd
can.
Like it to be a race.
Well,
I'd like it to be
yourself.
Competitive.
You can race against Dave.
I'll race Dave.
Is there assistance if you get a flat?
Why would I get a flat?
Well, I don't
what
know.
Is all this assumption that I'm going
to
fail
get
at
flat.
This?
There are.
Yeah.
There are mechanics.
I don't need a pit
That's
crew.
Awesome.
I'll be fine.
No, you don't at all. I just got my bike tuned up. I got to pick up my bike today. It's all ready to go for bike to drive.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
You got a big MB financial? You got a big MB contingent coming out?
Yeah, we do. I think historically we've had about 300 to 400 of our employees and their families involved. So it's really neat because it, as was mentioned, it is really a family affair, and pretty much anybody can ride in it. And we also have clients that come out, and we've got a there's a the Bike to Drive has a post ride festival in Butler Field at Grant Park. And we've got a tent there, and Chicago Blackhawks, which we all sponsor, which you mentioned before.
Right.
You can enter to win an autographed Patrick Kane All-Star jersey and
nice.
Apple TV and Beat headphones. So it's neat from that perspective. And of course, you guys are sponsors as well. So it's really neat from that perspective.
We're crashing your tent, Mark, for the Bloody Marys as well.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Oh, there are.
And it's in.
Suddenly, Dave is in like a dog that hears a funny noise.
Just
cocks his head to the side. Bloody Marys? Hello? And by the way, if you do MB Bike the Drive, not only are you going to be a better person, you're going to be able to support a very important thing to the mayor as well, because all the bike lanes and stuff he's putting in the city, turning Chicago into a world-class bike city.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do our bike tour as well.
So
the Active Transportation Alliance is where the proceeds go, as you mentioned, and they have been instrumental, in the bike lanes. And so it's really just kind of a great combination of things that have a big plus for Chicago. And of course, this has got to be, if not the one of the most beautiful urban roadways in the country and maybe in the world. So it's kind of a neat treat to do it. And there'll be about 20,000 cyclists will do it. So you'll have a lot of people to race.
Mark is the president of MB Financial Bank. We appreciate, as I said, the partnership. But you got a lot of really, and I think you know this, you got a lot of really great people that work for you and work with you. And in the various events we're tied to with you guys throughout the year, they're just good folks. So I just wanted to make sure that we recognize them. And thank you again.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate it. Look forward to the Bike in the Drive.
All right, man. Hold on a second.
We'll see you out there, Mark. And again, you don't have to be, I was going to say Lance Armstrong, but not anymore. You don't have to be a speedster.
Right.
You could be all levels, any kind of bike. It's a lot of fun.
I'm super fast.
I know you are. Yeah. You're very fast, right?
Yeah. All you see is a blur.
That's you.
A
blink,
divvy blur, just a blue divvy blur.
Blink and you just miss him. It's like the Iceman.
What time do you get out there?
As soon as I can hire somebody to ride for me.
7-ish.
That's what time it's going to start.
Yeah. Okay.
MB Financial/bike. MB Financial/bike. That's how you can register for Bike to Drive. Big story next.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I saw one of the most unusual things you'd ever seen. Children playing outside, no electronic devices, no adult supervision, just kicking a ball around.
No way.
Physical exercise. The ball they were kicking ends up in my yard. And the kid looks up terrified. The only conclusion you can draw from that is his parents said, don't kick the ball in the old guy's yard.
He's just a mean old man.
Don't kick the ball in the old guy's yard. There's an old guy that lives there. Don't kick him in his yard.
Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn now.
But I come out the back door and I'm thinking, I'm the old guy. You can't kick the ball into my yard now.
Did you?
What the hell did that happen?
You're the get off my lawn guy.
I'm the get off my lawn guy.
I'll get your damn kids for this. You're all gonna die.
I wonder if those kids called Abigail.
Tell the kids, older about her grandpa.
Yeah. Oh,
now she knows you're the get off my lawn guy.
And she can't talk yet, so she can't explain to me that the two kids told her I was the get off my lawn
guy.
So
she just goes, ah!
I was going to be the idiot that goes out and kick the ball with the kids. No. But you know, my hip hurts in the cold. Oh, please. We're going to get Steve Grzanich's mom here in a second, Faye. Before we do that, though, there is just a horrific fire that continues to burn in Alberta, in Canada, and as far south as Edmonton, people have tried to evacuate and run from the fire. You've seen the pictures on TV. There is a report now by CNN and other sources, and those with scientific knowledge of the strength and of that blaze, that it could be 2 more weeks before they're able to control it or it burns itself out. The acreage of the fire destroyed, which is largely pine forest. You know, you hear every year about a Christmas tree going up in flames,
right,
and how fast it can happen. That's how fast pine trees burn with the sap and the needles and the particular dryness of the air and the dryness of the time there. But the fire is 14 times bigger than the island of Manhattan as of 6 o'clock this morning, bigger than the whole of Chicago and the close-in surrounding suburbs, all on fire, all burning.
Yeah, they had almost 100,000 people evacuated in just the past 3 days.
Well, and the frightening thing is some almost didn't get. It's incredible that nobody's died. Mm.
And you know what's making it worse? Did you see that some of these trees are diseased and dead? And so that's why it's creating more of a thing, because there's apparently some disease that's hitting these trees up there. So they're all dead and brown.
Oh, I see. So they're dried out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it's more kindling.
Yep.
At this point, there is not a lot people can do. You can only get so many trucks and so many pumpers and so many firefighters there. At the best case scenario is to wall off one side of it and fight a particular side of the fire while the fire continues to burn in whatever direction it chooses. The winds, as of yesterday, were as high as 70 miles an hour.
When you see some of these pictures, too, of the burned-out homes, the burned-out buildings, the burned-out cars, it looks like Chernobyl, doesn't it?
It does. It's apocalyptic. It looks like the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely looks like the end of the world.
Horrifying.
And those people, besides losing their homes, have literally lost their town. This is an oil city in the province of Alberta. That town is gone. It is literally burned to the ground. So if you're so inclined, and I hope you are, keep those folks in your prayers, because it is a living, breathing, roaring nightmare, and it continues. As a matter of fact, we have seen evidence of it here. Last night, Tom Skilling pointed out that as the sun set last night and the sky was a particular kind of smoky orange, that's the smoke drifting south from the fire in Alberta.
Wow.
So there will be, you know, there'll be environmental implications of this as it continues to burn because of the size of it. And some of the satellite pictures, I've seen the pictures from space of this, are just incredible.
It's horrifying.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
No! No, that's just a straw that broke the camel's back. You've been making us feel guilty about stuff our whole lives, and we're sick of it. Sick! Nothing is ever good enough, and it's always our fault.
Hey, you can't speak to your mother like that.
You do.
She's not my mother.
Boy, it's weird with Doris Roberts gone, right?
Oh, I know. Loved her.
They were great. That's Everybody Loves Raymond, of course. Steve Grzanich is here. Your mom's on the phone, Steve. Looks like your mom's on the phone. You know why? Because I told her about you.
Yeah.
I told her about some of the trouble I'm having with you.
unfortunately, we're out of time, right? Where it's news time now.
Not so fast. The lovely and talented Faye joins us now. Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you.
And by the way, is Steve your favorite?
One of them, yes.
Well, look at you. She's on her game.
Right.
Now, we got a lovely text from you, and you're quite concerned about your appearance. You don't need to overthink it. This is just the Steve Cochran Show. Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
All right. Now, I got to ask you a couple things about your son, okay? Because occasionally he'll tell me stories that are inappropriate for the show. You know, stories about having gas or an upset stomach or things like that. I would like you to ground him. Would you be willing to do that for me?
I don't think that's possible from where I live.
Where do you live?
I live in Southern Illinois.
What town?
At West Frankfort.
Why can't you go to West Frankfort and see your little mommy?
It's 6 hours. It's a six-hour drive.
Oh, my God, Steve, I'm getting out of plane.
I could fly to San Francisco shorter.
It's unbelievable. It's outrageous. You know, your mom did 6 weeks of labor for you. You don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was home two Christmases ago, and she was so concerned with her grandchildren that she didn't even know I was there.
Well, that's understandable.
That's the last time you were home?
I didn't tell you those things.
Yeah, it's true.
And did you always know he'd be a newsman?
Yes, I did. I knew he'd be something with typewriters, headphones, pencils and paper. He played like he was on the radio all the time.
So he had like a fake studio in your house because based on what you described, he could have worked at Staples or the old Smith Corona. And what's the most annoying thing you ever did that made your mother mad at you, Steve?
I think, I don't know if it was annoying or not, but I think I made her quit smoking because I used to carry around one of those water pistols, and when she would light up a cigarette, I'd...
Shoot your mom?
Well, I'd shoot the cigarette.
Oh,
I'd shoot
what
the cigarette.
A sweet story. What a sweet, sweet story.
She quit.
But you did quit, so he did a nice thing for you.
Yeah.
If there's one thing you could give to your mother this weekend, it's to squirt her in the face.
Oh, he's done that.
Well, Faye, you sound terrific, and
thank you for having me on. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm so glad.
Oh, stop it!
You know, she's
such an easy person to talk to.
Well, it's nice of you to say.
And I have to say, of all the places I've worked, she loves you. She likes listening to the. She couldn't do the other station at all. She didn't like listening because it was too much.
Listen, you were working at BBM. I mean, come on, nobody got to talk at BBM.
She likes you though.
Well, she's a good one.
Because you know why? You're an honest person. I can tell.
Well, thank you, Faye. I appreciate that. And please talk to your son about the butt stories. We don't want any more of those.
Did you see the video about the gift bag?
Yes. Very nicely done. You're very active on Facebook. I noticed that. Your mom's very hip.
Yeah.
And my twin granddaughters. I know you have a granddaughter.
Yeah, she's not talking to me. I don't know what happened there. So,
Steve gets left out. But all these girls, I'm telling you.
They're the best. They're the best. Enjoy your weekend, and Steve will be there. He's leaving after the show. We're making him come see you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hold on. By the way, Sandberg's mom and my mom are here, Deb and Ann Summers. And Mom, if you don't mind, I have the perfect Mother's Day gift. For people that won't go, like you, Steve, for people that won't go see their mother, Groupon is offering a 3D version of your child to send to her so your child can sit next to you on the couch.
It's like a 3D printer.
Oh. Yeah. Now, it's a little pricey.
Oh, how much?
$30,000.
Oh,
but they can 3D print you for $30,000 and ship it overnight.
Wait, like a life-size you or like a bobblehead
life-size.
Oh, that's creepy.
Life-size, the exact specs. You'll be 3D printed. With the largest 3D printer on the market, they will put you in a box and send you to Mom.
You know, though, can you 3D print yourself with a little, you know, less bags, little Botox?
You're such a girl.
Shave a little off the butt.
You're such a girl. Your major concern is what is my 3D me going to look like?
Yeah, what is it called, 3D me?
This whole thing just proves that we got a UFO and reverse engineered it. I mean,
it's tremendous. The deal site's listing is, unlike busy adult children, life-size 3D printed models, don't forget Mom. It means when Mom needs time, they're there. Oh. Can you imagine how much it's going to cost to print Grzanich? Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I'm sure they'd add like a couple extra pounds. You'd probably have to add like $1,000 for every pound.
No.
Yeah.
I'll shave off. Yeah.
Does your mom like the dog you have?
She loves my dog, yeah.
All right, we'll print the dog, too.
Print the dog.
We'll
both
send them both.
Probably another $10,000.
A couple of minutes before 10, back with Bill and Wendy, too, in a moment on 720 WGN.